For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. There are certain neighborhoods in Shelby County, we all know them, that seem to have a grocery store or shopping center on every corner. And then there are places where healthy provisions are nowhere to be found. Desiree Stennett is a reporter for the Commercial Appeal. She recently wrote a story about so-called food deserts and how they affect people living in them. Desiree, welcome.
Hi, Christopher.
So let's start with, what exactly is a food desert and where are they in Shelby County?
Generally speaking, a food desert is defined as a neighborhood where its residents don't have a grocery store within 1 mile. There is currently a food desert in the South City neighborhood, which is in downtown Memphis, where the Foot Homes housing, public housing project used to be. And then there is in North Memphis, sort of the area in South Frazier and the surrounding parts of North Memphis that is also considered a food desert.
In your article, we see that buying groceries is actually something that a lot of people take for granted. I can't tell you how many times I've made a Kroger run just for one ingredient, you know, a teaspoon of some unnecessary spice. So what are some of the real challenges for the people that you spoke with?
I spoke with a woman named Margaret Gilland, who lives in Binghamton. She's from there and has lived there her whole life. Where she lived, there was a Kroger nearby that was about 1.25 miles away. And if she had a car, it would take her 5 minutes to get there. It's pretty close. But because she does not have a car, she would have to take the bus. And there is no one bus that will take her from her home to the Kroger 1.25 miles away. She would have to take 2 buses. And that would take her about 3 hours round trip, including some time for shopping if she was efficient. So for her, she usually depended on her sister or her son to take her. But if she was going by herself and she forgot something, she did without it for the next 2 to 3 weeks because it was just such an ordeal to get to the grocery store for her.
You know, when you think about elderly people, disabled people, people who can't afford a car or can't get a license, living in a food desert just seems like another terrible inconvenience of poverty.
It really is. And I think that it's something that if you don't have to deal with it, you might not realize how difficult it is. I mean, Margaret is 66 years old. She had a stroke a few years back. And because of the stroke, she has trouble walking long distances. So when you consider that she had to take a bus for 3 hours, and a part of that trip included crossing busy Poplar Avenue, it was really difficult for her to be able to do that, to feed herself.
So in her case, a discount chain did finally move into Binghamton, the Save-A-Lot there on Sam Cooper. But it is baffling to me why, if you have a community that doesn't have a grocery store and people depend on something close by, why isn't there more business interest in getting stores into food deserts?
That's a harder question than you would imagine to answer. I spoke with someone from Save-A-Lot, and what they said to me was that they don't like to go into neighborhoods unless they know they can really succeed there. And they need to see certain things. They need to know that there is density. They need space. For example, with South City, there at this point is no space for a grocery store in South City, even though if you were driving through the neighborhood, you'd probably point out buildings that you think would work. And the worry that I got that seems to be expressed to me was that when you open a grocery store in a lower income community, especially if you manage to do it without public incentives, the grocery store might not be able to make enough money to afford its rent. And Kroger gave that example a couple years ago when they closed 2 stores. They said both stores lost about $2 million each in the span of 4 years.
But your story points out that putting in a grocery store can also be controversial. There's something in the works for the new Union Row development, which would conceivably serve South Memphis, but the store itself would be geared to upper-income residents and carry more expensive products. And the long-term concern there is that it would soak up enough downtown business to prevent the community that's been there forever from ever getting an affordable grocery store.
With the development of Union Row and their promise for a grocery store, the city is really depending on the developer, Kevin Adams, to put in a grocery tenant that will be able to serve both South City, where, according to census data, median yearly income is less than $15,000 a year. And in Union Row, rent is $1,400 a month, which if you do some quick math, you know that that already equals more than $15,000 a year.
Right. And in your story, the developer, Henry Turley, said it's unlikely discount food will be sold in a upscale food store. So what are the implications of what ultimately goes into the Union Row grocery store decision?
I think that the stakes are pretty high for the people who live in South City. The former residents of the Foot Homes will soon have the opportunity to move back, and they will need to eat somewhere.
Desiree Stinnett is a reporter for the Commercial Appeal. Her article about food deserts ran in last Sunday's paper. Thank you for joining us.
No problem.
This is WKNO News.